Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach.
Do your thing
about yogurt.
Yogurt is such a funny thing that pops up in, like, it is both like a reoccurring joke in Brooklyn Nine-Nine for what Terry Crews' character loves, mm-hmm. and also what the main character of Burn Notice loves. Like, they've decided that, like,
really?
A fun thing to give to, like, action guys is like, but also they like yogurt.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
But wait, this person has a twist. They like yogurt.
He's very tough, but you'll never guess what. He likes yogurt.
A lot.
A food that a lot of people eat.
Yeah.
It's not that weird, but for some reason, it's funny.
An action man eating yogurt?
Well, now, but I mean,
if it were Go-Gurt, that would be funny.
Because they're on the go.
Now it's not funny. It's logical.
It is funny to watch anyone mobile.
The Ryan Reynolds effect. Not quite funny.
He just goes, well, that was disappointing to hear. It's like, well, it was disappointing to hear, so it's not really a joke. I can see why his character would be disappointed to hear that.
In my refrigerator, got no time to eat later. There's only one form of yogurt that I adore. Call me cultured.
Woo!
I love those cultures.
Yeah!
I'll even lick the lid when I peel back that foil. Was that the beginning of the show?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I think it was. Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with
very
Zach
carnival.
And
welcome.
Welcome.
Step right up, one and all,
we're
young and
Nightmare
old.
Nightmare Alley.
Come on, all you kids and kittens, come on down.
What?
Kids and kittens. That's who's invited to the carnival. Children and baby cats.
Kids and kittens. Well.
Look who we have.
Look at these little devil eggs.
Yeah, let's start it again.
Who wandered
Absolutely.
Into our podcast. Well, okay, let's give it up for Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
Let's give it up for Brett Morris, that season when the chord hits.
Oh, very good. Let's give it up for Dana.
Up in the other room, it's Dana.
Very good.
You're welcome.
Very good, Zach.
Thank you.
Give it up for Zach Reno.
Give it up for Jess McKenna.
Okay. Guess what? This is number 5.
Is it really?
This is the number 5 off-book Christmas special. So you know what that means.
How is that possible?
Time.
Is our podcast 5 years old?
Well, no, you have to count the one of the year we started.
So we're four years old.
It's just time.
Yeah. It's to the way that time works.
This is incredible. I've just learned a lot about time.
Yeah. Because we launched before Christmas in 2017.
Yeah.
We have 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
And that's five.
For the podcast of the Trump era.
We absolutely were.
Wow.
Exclusively until somewhat recently.
Exclusively until somewhat recently, but exclusively here for your holiday cheer, please give it up for Paul F. Tompkins and Nicole Parker. Welcome back, friends.
Thank you.
A holiday tradition
you.
We hold very dear.
You know so
what?
Special.
Big news. I'm exclusive until somewhat recently. Yes.
You got that exclusive until recently?
That's right.
It's always good to be.
Yes.
You can't just be Sclusy.
You can't just be Sclusy.
I'm still Lucy Sclusy. I gotta tell ya.
Lucy Sclusy Goosey.
Lucy Sclusy.
Yeah. Well, yes, Nicole and I were talking about this
marriage,
as we walked
Lucy
in.
Lucy Sclusy.
Between elves.
Lucy Sclusy is like.
Well, we're pretty Lucy Sclusy. Yeah. It's all right. I mean, sometimes. My Christmas wish is to be Lucy Sclusy with my cutie.
I was going
to
say.
I just want us to have a firm relationship, which we build on, but we get to get a little strange
every once
in a while.
The only place we draw the line is we don't get Lucy Sclusy with a Christmas goosey.
That's right. No Lucy Sclusy with your Christmas goosey.
Well, everyone stop all this nonsense and start making those wooden horses.
He's right. Christmas is only 3 days away.
You idiot.
Santa's just mad because he and Mrs. Claus said no to the Lucy Sclusy Claus.
Stop that gossip. You guys are fucking killing me.
Yes, I heard he tried to put a Lucy Sclusy cloth in the prenup.
All right, you know what really happened?
Yeah, tell us, Santa.
Well, I'm not Santa, by the way. I'm that elf. I thought that was obvious.
Wait, you're the foreman,
hey,
right?
You guys are talking about me, are you?
No, we confused you with
Santa.
The foreman
no.
Because the
John,
foreman...
John, get back in here. I need you. John, the head elf.
No,
Mr. John Claus?
His nickname for Santa.
Santa's
all
first.
All right, I'm coming. Keep your hair on.
She calls him John. It's some sort of all thick right. Play for power. It's none of the versions of his name. Not Chris, not Papa Noel, not Giorgio Bebo.
Not St. Nicholas.
Not St. Nicholas.
Not all right. John.
Well, here's yeah, the,
no.
All right, it's
what?
John.
Sorry.
Man, what? Where are you right now?
Honestly, I've been doing the glue for the wooden horses, and it is getting.
We're supposed to rotate.
No, I stick on glue duty.
Glue duty is 20 minutes on, 40 minutes off.
Not for me. I mean, it's 24/7.
You guys, God damn it.
I'm Sherry Crumpets. What did you want to say?
All right.
Yeah, what'd you want to say?
You want to know... You want to know the deal?
Well, I don't know why it's such a big deal all of a sudden.
What is the face I get? The little face you make.
This has been all my right. Face for 25 years since I worked here.
Yeah, what did you do before?
Dental technician.
That's right. You were the one. All right. You want to know the story with Santa and his marriage?
Yeah.
All right. Don't tell anyone I told you this.
All right.
Okay.
Santa lied before they got married. Said he wanted to be one-on-one. Then they got hitched and the story changed. 5 years in, Santa says, hey, Mrs. Claus, let's mix things up. What if we go and get a little strange? He tried an open marriage, but it didn't work. Mrs. Claus, she thought he was a jerk. And now they're on the rocks and headed for divorce.
We're looking at a rocky, rocky Christmas.
That's right, it is a rocky,
rocky Christmas.
we gonna solve this problem? Gotta get the boss and his lady back together. Suggestions? Suggestions? Let's go round the table and stay away from that glue.
Okay.
What if he did that poster board thing from Love Actually? And he said to me, you are perfect, and that part is factually. But then he says, but because perfect isn't something we can actually maintain. Check yes or no if you'd be open for a little strange.
I think we'd head it for a rocky, rocky Christmas. Rocky, rocky Christmas. I guess we all should put Mr. Claus and Mrs. Claus getting back together on our wish list for this rocky, rocky Christmas.
Christmas star I see tonight.
All right.
Stars here? I'm just getting a lot of glitz.
No, I've seen a bunch.
Okay.
You should come over. I got a telescope.
And they like move when you move your field of vision. They're always there.
Hey, you got a problem.
How are you looking at stars?
How are you not?
Wait, yeah, Twinkle, if I look out the window, I can see one star, but you're sort of pawing at it.
Out the window? No. All around us.
Twinkle.
This is not good, my friend.
Okay, you got a problem.
Well, does anyone want to hear my suggestion to how to get Mr. and Mrs. Claus back together?
But also, drink this water and have this peppermint lick.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think that poster board thing is going to work.
Yeah, you know, I was just sort of getting the ball rolling. I agree. What I once thought was very romantic, now when I watch it, I think, wee!
It's disturbing all around. And also, at Christmas, you tell the truth? What's that?
That's not a thing at all.
If anything,
you bite your tongue at Christmas.
At Christmas, you keep it together for the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you go cry in a room like Emma Thompson did?
Part still gets me.
Well, by the way, bad news, I heard Mrs. Claus playing some Joni Mitchell just yesterday.
Then it's worse than we thought.
I know.
We're already to the second act. What kind of Joni?
Like River?
Like remastered Blue.
Oh, no.
Not even coming on Christmas. I mean, what's the real title of that one?
River.
That's River.
I wish I had a river I could skate on.
That's impossible. Sorry. Why is everybody so wrong about Christmas?
I slipped into Ellen DeGeneres for a minute.
That's a fine line. It's very easy to cross over from Elf to Ellen. It's only a matter of a few letters.
Don't beat yourself up about it, Ginger Snap. We've gotten all close to this glue because of Twinkle.
Oh, thanks, Candy Cane.
Candy Cane. Twinkle. Ginger Snap.
Yes, Crumpet.
We've got to pull ourselves together. Now, there's something to the idea of putting it on our wish list. We never ask for things for Christmas because, frankly, Christmas, I'm sick of it, right?
For us,
it's like Christmas all year. Who cares? Can't go to vacation.
Right.
That's right. That's like people in Hawaii need to go to like Detroit to mix it up.
That's right. Or Ferndale.
That's right. As everyone knows. Or Ferndale, sure. All right.
It's not quite Detroit, but it's close.
If we were to ask for something for Christmas for the first time ever, and we all ask for the same thing,
Twinkle,
focus. You know what? We should think about what got them together in the first place.
Oh, that's a good idea.
They were in the Great North Pole Review together while they were a smash duo.
That's right.
Oh, what if we say, hey, Santa. Christmas is in trouble.
Good start.
And the only way to get the cheerometer up is to put on a big show.
Okay, yeah, we can say we wish that you
we're
would
just
bring
abandoning
back
the wish list.
That's what we put on the wish list.
We
wish for you to bring back the North Pole Review.
Oh, thinking that it will get them back together because it's how they fell in love.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Why is everyone screaming at crumpets?
We're so short. I always have to yell at everybody.
I'm only 1 inch taller.
It makes a big difference.
Makes you in charge.
That's the only reason I'm in charge, and it sucks. I could now be born 5 inches tall.
Heavy is the head that wears the holly.
Well said.
So what do you think of that? That could work, right?
I guess. I'd like to hear a little bit more.
Well, why don't we start writing the letter? How about we get a big scroll?
I got one. I'll put this one.
We've all got big scrolls.
Twinkle, that's the peppermint stick. This guy.
You're kidding me.
He's high as hell.
Twinkle, you can use your special quill pen.
Oh, okay.
Dear Santa, here's our Christmas wish. Number one, please bring back the North Review. The North Pole Review. Because it's been missed. And there's only one way to spread the cheer and make that spirit felt far and near. That's if you and Mrs. Claus remount your big show stopping duet.
For the show with the show and the duet, because the duet's where they fell in love.
Yeah, I like that. It's a more roundabout way to get what we want.
Yeah, I just felt like if we put just kiss again, maybe it's a little too obvious.
We need to put more steps in the middle so they don't see it coming.
Yeah, try some more steps. Oh, yeah, there's some steps with your quill.
Are we sure we want to go to Twinkle next?
No, I got it.
All right.
Dear Santa, here's our Christmas wish. We're writing only one thing on our Christmas list. We want you and the wife to take two tickets, take a trip to a theater where you used to work and do dances and some flips. And if on the way you have the time, maybe just pick up a few PlayStation 5.
Wait a minute. Twinkle.
All right.
Come
Twinkle.
On.
And then fall in love.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think so. I think go back to let's get the band back together.
It's the only way.
Get the band back together. It's the only way. And 4K graphics, PlayStation 5 is the only way to play. Them being sad makes us sad.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
That works.
I'd be a little bit cagey about that. I wouldn't put it right out there that they're bumming us out here because it's
maybe
guilt.
Too much
makes,
pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it might work against us.
Right, that's right. They might be like, well, geez, I didn't know the four of you were in our marriage. Although Santa probably wishes we were, am I right?
I mean, well, that's the thing I was going to say.
I wish I hadn't told you that now.
John?
What is it? Why will you stop calling me that?
It cuts through the noise better than Chris, okay?
How about Santa Claus?
That is so long. Why do I have to call you what all of your employees call you? I am your wife.
How about like honey or some shit like that? Why is it? Good God. The elves don't call me honey or sweetheart or anything.
See,
I call you my treasure.
I haven't heard you call me treasure since 1992.
Yeah, it's probably when you started calling me John.
You know how I feel about K words. I've always had a problem with them.
I thought it was because you couldn't pronounce K, but then I realized that wasn't it.
No, it's because my father broke everything that started with K in the house one Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that.
Christmas night is meant for joy, not for thousands of broken toys, not for children weeping on the stairs. But that night 'twas not to be. I got home and Dad looked at me, and for no other reason than he was scared of my mother sleeping with another man. I said, my father, no, it can't be, it can not. Oh, Daddy, it's not true. He said, yes, I know who it is. I know men, it's that man who works down at the auto center, that Ken. So now I'm going to take it out on you. I said, no, please just go drive away in your Impala. No, don't go after my new stuffed koala, but go after the koala he did do. And then it was the kitchen and all of the knives, and then the Kool-Aid, my God, my life, it ripped apart at the seams before. You can get all the pawns and the queens and the queen, but please don't go after my precious knives.
Precious knives.
So he did, and he went in and killed by the book. He killed every knight and also killed every rook, because rooks also ended.
Yeah, you did tell me that story. I remember that. That's right. Sorry. So.
Oh, wait. I need some water. He smashed all of the doorknobs?
just the knobs. Wait, what are you doing here?
What are you guys
here?
Doing here?
Sorry,
we were peeking at the window.
What have I told you about that? Look, you guys, we have to maintain a work home balance.
We just wanted to sort of slip this Christmas news.
What? Who's this from?
We don't know. Someone left a polar bear.
It's them.
It's a polar bear.
Polar
bear got it off of the horn of a narwhal, and narwhal got it from the Northern Lights. So who knows?
Okay, guys. That's good.
Okay, thanks. We love you. Bye.
I think they fell for it.
I love you too. I do love those guys, but they're...
Well, aren't you going to read it?
Yes, I'm going to read... Why are we like this? All right. Just, unfurl this scroll here. Okay. Ooh, this handwriting is familiar. Wait a minute. It's the... My treasure.
What?
It's the elves. They've made a Christmas list.
For whom?
For themselves.
What do they want?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Why are we like this?
They want us to... Wait, you won't even believe this. Do you remember the North Pole Review?
Oh, it has been so long since I've heard those words.
Me too.
The only way to bring back Christmas cheer far and near is to get the review back. Bring the band back. You can see it through it. Please, won't you do it? Bring back the duet.
Oh, you see what they did? They did duet and duet. That was very clever
of
them.
Yeah, you know, what you call it, Walk Hard did it first. All right. I mean,
you can't let them have a moment, can you,
sorry,
John?
Sorry that Walkhart did it first.
We tried to beat it. Walkhart is underrated.
Okay, love you, bye.
You know what? I've never seen it. I've heard it's good. A lot of people swear by it. Anyway, I want to get sidetracked. What do you say? Should we go back to the North Pole Review, or should we reform it, or... I forget if it's an existing place or if it's a show.
Well, it was both. It was a place in my heart. But you know, it was a
show in mine.
And we did it at the old silo. I don't even know if that thing
That's
is still
right,
standing
the old,
anymore.
The old North Pole silo.
Yes. Gosh,
do
I
you remember?
I do.
At the North Pole silo. There we were, two young immortal beings. We were there to see a show. Then we said, hey, whoa! What if we also got in the show? Wouldn't that be keen?
That's right, we went on a date to go see some people. I think it was an improv group.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, they were not good, but the space was so magical.
I remember they were bad at rhyming things, and they rhymed walk with walk at one point, and I was like, are you kidding me?
We can do better than that.
That's right, and we did.
And we did, we did, we did better than that. And we did, we did, we did better than that.
And we did, we did, we did better than that.
In that old North Pole silo.
What do you think? Should we go back and see if we've still got the chops?
I don't know, because we're so old, they just see us as old mom and pops.
But wait a minute, it's the North Pole, so everyone else has aged at the same rate.
I thought the elves were immortal like us.
Yes, they are, but consider this. They're not quite humanoid figures. They're just these little beings, and so that's what they'll look like forever. But we've slowed down.
We can do better than that.
We can do better than that. We first met.
Why are we like this?
Why are we like this?
Why are we like this? We can do better than this.
that. Can they pull off a show at the fabled North Pole Silo? Find out when we return to the thrilling conclusion of...
A Christmas Duet!
The Musical!
Or?
No, that's great. Okay. I'll say Rocky, Rocky Christmas.
Oh, that's good too.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Listen, we all know what happens during the ad breaks.
You walk away.
You take out your headphones and you walk away.
Come back.
Come back to where you now belong.
Get back. Welcome back. As when we last left it, John, a.k.a. Santa Claus, and his wife were considering remounting the big North Pole review in the silo to... based on the Christmas wish of elves to save Christmas and get them back once and for all. What will happen now? Well,
find out now.
guys, okay, I tried to explain this to you. All right, it's called a sweep edit. Listen, if we're going to be able to do shows in this silo.
Bang.
No.
Okay.
Prancer, that's not what I want. Okay.
Freeze. She's doing this speech, no. But she has a Santa hat on.
Vixen, I'm trying to. God, please. When you said you guys were on board for starting a
comment, we're trying. Okay, we're trying.
I have a question.
Yeah, Blitzen.
How come? I feel like nobody is when I'm jumping in there. Nobody.
Blitzen, can I be honest? I can barely hear you.
Really sorry. I'm like, me too. I just could
you
like,
get first up? Of all, you get out there and then you turn around and talk back to us on the back line. The audience is over there.
Yeah,
you have to face. You have to cheat out.
But I mean, I'm trying to tell you guys what's going on in the scene.
Okay, Blitzen. Well, keep that's going. One problem. Like, don't tell us what's going on in the scene. Like, you're supposed to, like, show us what's going on in the scene. Like, what like, you'll do is you'll come out and you're like, I'm just making an ice cream cone.
Is that what I sound like?
Yeah. Well, yeah. A little bit.
Are you kidding me?
Do you not know? Yeah. Yes.
This whole you're Blitzen, you're very, very faint, my friend.
Really quiet. I've never heard my voice recorded before.
I guess that maybe would have been a helpful exercise, but...
We should be videoing our shows, you guys, and, like, watching them back.
Well, I feel like because we don't have audience. A coach, I don't want us to note internally. You know what I mean? I feel like it's a little tricky. I know that I opened this by talking about sweep edits, but, like, I feel like noting...
I think it's fine. We've been
concept.
Working together for so long that I don't feel like...
Can we make a suggestion?
Yeah, please. Yeah, listen.
What if we did like a live stream and so there was comments and we could see what people think of the show?
That's what I was going to suggest. I feel like the show is perfect for... Twitch.
Yeah.
I just feel like we need a few more reps before I'm like ready to show this to the world.
What's
you know?
Reps?
We need some repetition. Like, some you know yeah, some you like you know
like
some
do the ice cream cone scene again.
No. When you do the ice cream cone scene, in fact, it doesn't always have to be an ice cream cone. You do an ice cream cone. You do an ice cream scene every single time.
Well, hold on. I like that. I think like we should do
that's
that.
That's not.
But it's a funny, like the ice cream thing is funny. So I think we should do that.
No, well,
that's
I mean, sketch. I guess it's a funny that's sketch. And if you want to have a thank sketch you. Team, thank you. Then thank you. Could, well, you could have put up a poster in the barn.
What's the difference between improv and skits?
Oh my God.
Did you just call them skits?
What did I say?
I'm asking, did you just call them skits?
I don't remember.
I talked over you and I just needed to know. Sketch is written ahead of time. Improv is making it up. And I put up a poster in the barn that said,
so what's skits?
What skits are something you do at camp around a campfire.
It's always around a campfire.
Well, it doesn't always. It's just a shorthand that helps you get to the bottom of
so
it.
Skits are what they do in Hard Knocks, you know, when they're in spring training and the football guys do a funny skit where they dress up as women or whatever.
Yeah, or like your camp counselor does that thing where he's
it's fucking funny. Sorry.
It's funny when
men look like women.
I hate this. Why did I even bring this up?
What if a man looked like a woman and made an ice cream cone?
Okay, though.
No, we're
confusing. Write that down.
Don't write it down,
Prancer.
Oh my God!
You put up your own freaking poster in the barn that says "Join Prancer's Sketch Team." This was Join Comet's Improv Team.
I want to do improv. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well then, don't write anything
down, Mr. Polar Bear. Thank you for coming.
Oh yeah, I'm Mr. Polar Bear.
Now, Mr. Polar Bear and I, Mr. Narwhal, enjoy the merriment with which you put on.
Oh, Polar Bear loves this show.
Don't forget me, the Northern Lights.
Oh, Northern Lights, thank you for coming. I didn't know if you were going to come.
I don't come all the time. I'm here sometimes, but not always.
All right, thank you for coming, Narwhal, Mr. Polar Bear, Northern Lights. Can we have a suggestion?
Dildo Factory.
Oh my God. Every time.
Now, I would like to see a scene at a dildo factory as well.
I am interested as well.
Wait, who shouted dildo factory if not you, Northern Lights?
Oh, no, that was...
That's my dad. He came.
That's nice.
Well, I do appreciate the support.
All right, so... We're at a dildo factory, and I'm making the dildos, and then,
Hello, do you have any dildo-flavored ice cream?
No, Jesus, Prancer.
As a matter of fact, you're in luck. We just got a new flavor today.
Well, I didn't write it. It's fine.
Oh, excuse me, I want to buy this dildo factory so that I might open a mini mart.
No.
But you can, because we're going to change it into a safe house for women. I'm just trying to get more feminist.
I understand, Vixen, and I think it's great. But I feel like now we're dealing with a bunch of ideas.
Hello, everyone. I'm so sorry. This is me, the Arctic Fox. I'm sorry to come in and cut you off, but as the manager of this venue, I'm running out of time. Actually, another people have booked this space.
Wait, someone else booked the old North Pole silo?
Yes.
But I thought no other show's been in here for years.
It was confusing to me too, as I do not actually charge rent for anything. I just have a big sign outside that says "Write down if you want to come in and sort of hang out."
Polar Bear would sometimes like to use the Arctic silo for his poetry.
Yes, Polar Bear does polar poetry at the Arctic silo. Northern Lights sometimes comes in.
He should call it poetry.
Oh, I would like that. Yeah, that's really good poetry.
Anyway, you have like 10 minutes and then someone do something called North Pole Review.
Who is it?
Review.
Who's coming?
Yeah, who's coming?
It just says North Pole Review.
Can we get a suggestion of a flavor of ice cream?
Wacky Woad.
Dildo.
I heard dildo. Okay, so I'm making the ice cream cone and it's got a...
You don't always have to be first out, man.
I got it. I got it. Okay. Hello, I'm making the ice cream cone.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm also making an ice cream cone.
Oh, hello. Would you like a job to make ice cream cones?
Yeah. No, I don't want to be rude, but is this very terrible?
One more time, say that again.
Is this very terrible?
Is this very terrible? Yes, I believe polar bear.
It's
it is
not
very,
great.
It's not good. I would much rather see some of your polar bear poetry. Do you mind, reindeer, if
Excuse
we took a
me,
moment?
Can I please do some polar tree?
Sure.
Yeah, did let's call just it, call it.
I'm sorry, did you call it polar tree? Okay, I'm getting off stage now.
Yeah, I think we'll try later. Okay, thanks for coming, everybody.
No comment. Don't be sad.
No, it's fine. I knew this was a big swing. It's fine.
Mr. Claus, is this the same troupe that was on so long ago?
I feel like it is. Did you just call me Mr. Claus?
Well, I don't know what to call you right now. I'm not ready to call you K-R-I-S yet.
Oh,
and I don't want to call you John because it gets you so
no,
mad.
Well, the feeling
that.
Of winter, the crisp air.
Oh, boy.
Wait a second. This is different.
Rough. Like they're doing poetry now. Or did she say polar
bear? Go on.
He said
polar. You're doing it, polar bear.
Snow. The crisp air. Tiny ice. Is it ice or is it water around dust?
Wow, okay.
Where does water begin and ice end? The iceberg shows us just a glimpse, but below is so much more. I say hello to you, my fellows, and I know you are your own iceberg, showing me just a glimpse. I know there's secret depths to each of you. Polar bear.
Wow.
Gotta admit, it's pretty good.
I like how I ended it with polar bear. You like signed it like wow. You sign a painting.
That was better than the improv.
I agree.
Should we... Hey, this is a crazy idea.
What?
Should we put our names on the list?
Oh, just... You mean to get up and do poetry?
No. Well, no, to do what we did before.
Oh, just try it right now? But...
We'll put our names on the list.
Okay,
why are we having
why
a fight?
Why don't you like this?
I say put our names on the list. Good God.
Okay, do it. Put our names on the list.
Hello, all right, to put your names on this list?
Oh, hello, Arctic Fox.
Hello.
It's good to see you.
Me.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't.
Mrs. Claus.
Please, don't tell
wow.
me. We're kind of incognito.
Oh, okay. Well, it's weird that you are here because somebody already wrote North Pole Review on the list. I sort of assumed it was you, but I guess it's someone else.
Where's that laughter coming from?
It was me. It was Candy Cane.
Down here.
It was us.
What are you guys doing here?
Oh, well, we were just...
Location scouting.
Yeah, we were just location scouting.
We're doing an indie. It's called...
Silo.
Okay, when are you doing this? Because...
After work.
Okay, so after you build toys for all the children of the world.
Yeah.
We have it all figured out.
Excuse me, all the Christian children.
Yeah. A lot of people asked for NFTs this year.
Oh my God, with that shit. We gotta make them.
I know it.
I know it. Most of mine are of cats licking up rainbow barf.
There you go. Get to work on those shitty drawings and let's see who we get.
Doesn't seem to matter what they're drawing.
It doesn't. I mean, that's actually the saving grace of these things. Is that you could just put down any piece of shit on a piece of paper, or in a, I don't know, it's not on a paper. Ugh, anyway,
are you gonna perform?
Put our names on the list.
People. We did,
or
we
someone did before we had a chance to.
It was them.
It was
you guys.
Listen, it's probably best for us to come clean. That Christmas wish did not come from the Northern Lights via the narwhal and polar bear.
We wrote it. That thing about Walk Hard.
That's because we really love the movie Walk Hard.
The Dewey Cox story.
Guys, I'm smart. I knew that you wrote it.
Oh, right. He sees that
I'm smart too.
And I know when you're awake.
We are awake.
And I know it.
Which is different than seeing us when we're awake.
Oh man, could you?
I can still see you when you're when. Look, I can see you when you're asleep and when you're awake.
Right.
But I don't know when you're asleep.
But
I only know when you're awake.
Okay. Yeah,
when
he doesn't even know when I'm asleep because
reason.
We haven't been sleeping in the same beds for months.
Oh,
see,
man.
This is the kind of stuff that's really breaking our hearts. You know, I don't know if you two know that a lot of us rely on you and have made you surrogate parent figures in our lives.
We got pictures of you on our walls.
And we love you so.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah,
that's
know
a lot
that
of
either.
Pressure.
Trading cards.
Trading cards.
There's only two. There's one of you and there's one of you.
We trade them back and forth.
Trade back and forth. This is strange. I mean, we've been childless by choice for millennia. But I guess I never thought about it. I guess we are kind of the parents of these elves because they're smaller than us.
I suppose so.
That's how we sort of established our hierarchy.
You've made
That's
Crumpets.
Why Crumpets is the
he boss. Oh, yeah, Crumpets. No, it just seemed to make sense. You know, he was like an inch taller than everybody else.
That's
yeah.
right, Daddy.
Okay, okay.
I don't know about that.
You know what?
Deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Papa.
Well, maybe we...
Papa Noel.
Papa Noel is fine.
Listen, Papa Noel, we
But you gotta
of,
say the Noel part.
We have been proud. We thought that maybe
Zeddy.
We...
No, I do.
Yeah,
there's no...
Zeddy.
No. Yes, Zeddy.
You're like our sexy
not.
Daddy.
I mean, look, I'm flattered, of course.
Zeddy, that's your sleigh, Zeddy.
Okay, no,
oh,
come
boy.
On.
Ride
come
the sleigh, Daddy.
Guys, come on. You can call.
Listen, we just want
Zeddy.
Slay Zeddy. We want you to get up there on that stage, and we've always had a picture of how it would go. We figure like,
ha ha.
It's like, okay, who's this walking out on the stage? He's riding a sleigh, and he's prepped to slay, and he looks really good. He makes everyone sweat. It's the hottest as a dad can get.
He's got a velvet suit with a fur little trim, and those gold buttons reflecting all of him. He's got a twinkle in his eye and a bowl full of jelly. He's making me say, oh, is he here? Oh, hey. I'll slay, slay.
Surprises. Ooh, what's inside? Don't even realize it. He's got gifts for everyone, and it is cute. But I don't want what's in his bag. I want what's in his red suit.
Finger, put it right next to your nose. I never knew what that meant, but I do not care at all. Cause you can put your thumb up because it's not too big, it's small. Ooh, when he comes up here, he's out of sight. Oh yeah, he's flying high, giving all a good night.
Doesn't matter if it's rain, sleet, snow, or rain. He puts his fingers to his nose because he's snorting cocaine.
Okay, alright.
I wanna snort it with you. Slay. Okay. Hell no, make it two. It's the snow, baby, snow getting into my face. Cause I'm all out of blue. I want a PlayStation 5.
Okay, alright. Come on.
Twinkle has a problem.
I'm sorry, Katie. You want him to get into it?
I meant more like the house. I meant more the house. It was just sort of where the rhyme was going.
That song made me uncomfortable.
Yes, fair.
It made you uncomfortable. How do you think I feel?
This is perfect.
It was about me.
We over-sex stimulated him, and now he realizes that probably Mrs. Claus is enough.
Now
you know,
he's
like,
horny as hell.
He's horny as hell, but he's like, I don't want to place it over here. I got to place it with my treasure.
We're doing it perfect.
Perfect plan. Get him to do the duet. Make them horny, but they don't actually.
Horny, but not for us.
Yeah.
You think he heard the part about the PlayStation thing?
Did you say that?
I don't remember. I may have screamed
it.
I was on
drugs.
A lot of cocaine.
You talked a lot about cocaine.
Oh, hello.
Well,
yeah.
I didn't do much but sing the chorus.
It was great.
You did a great job.
It was important. You played.
Oh, look. There they go.
There you are. What are you doing here?
Crumpets. We're doing the plan.
What do you want? I thought the plan was we were going to make the list, not that we were going to come out here to the silo.
Well, we improvise.
Yes, you know, we thought maybe the plan wasn't straightforward. It was too straightforward, and every good plan has twists and turns.
So now we just sang a big song about how we wanted to fuck Santa and do cocaine.
Okay.
And I think it's working.
How about a little reality check? It's December 23rd, you ding-dongs.
What time?
9 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time?
Yes.
Ding-dong!
Candy King and knock all those
those NFTs out quick. We're not worried about
it. That's what most of the kids wanted. Or they want, I give them like a QR code for something. I don't know.
Yeah, one of them wanted a QR code.
This is ridiculous. You stopped caring about your jobs.
We care about Mrs. Claus, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to evolve with the times, Crumpets, because, like, we care about our jobs, but if these two break up, that's the ball game.
Like, what's it worth?
What's it worth if Santa and Mrs. Claus should end their relationship?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
It gives me pause.
Oh, he's thinking about
it. When I think of Christmas and the children around the world. Christian, of course, they're waiting for toys for boys and girls. What do we do if they don't all want NFTs? What if they want some Lincoln Logs or little plastic peas? I don't know. Kids have little kitchens. They have little knives. I want to bring koalas into their little lives.
Crumpets.
What?
We don't live to work. We just work to live. We don't live to work. We work so we might live.
And live, love, laugh.
We live and we laugh and we love like the poster on our wall.
And the pillow.
And the pillow and the wooden sign and the stemless wine glasses.
But this is just a job, even though it brings us joy. The point is not to live, just to make all of those toys. The point is to make money, to pay Santa for the rent.
What?
So that we can do things that we enjoy.
Don't you mention, don't
like
you say
it.
Dude, you motherfucker. God damn it.
There aren't many titles because of the supply chain issues.
What about downloads?
And chip shortages.
Okay.
We don't live to work. We just work to live.
I think I'm getting it. Surrounded by turkeys.
Mommy juice, mommy juice, mommy juice, mommy juice.
Mommy juice, mommy juice, mommy juice, mommy juice.
Mommy juice.
Mommy juice. Mommy juice.
Look, look, you guys.
They're singing
together. The lights are shining on them.
Well, we're up next.
Oh, it's time for their big duet.
I didn't even warm up.
I didn't either. I haven't. My voice is rusty. I've been just laughing for years.
Do you need a suggestion?
No, no.
Oh, no, no. That's not what this
Everyone's
is.
Everyone's here to see you. Isn't this amazing? Dasher, okay. Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Donner, Cupid, Nope. Oh. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, all the elves, all the Arctic creatures. This is the moment to bring Christmas cheer.
Oh boy.
No pressure.
Bigger audience,
no pressure.
Bigger audience than no I thought pressure. It was going to be.
You want us to get...
This is the song to get us back together.
This is the song.
And it sounds like this.
Hey there.
Who,
how'd
me?
You like to... Oh, sorry, I forgot about that part.
I love how most of the song is them sort of establishing who they're talking to.
Remember when Adele did that? And everybody loved it. We're going to do it too. We're going to start again. Okay. Hey there.
Who, me?
That's right. I'd like to take you to a place under the northern lights.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Oh, yes. I'd like to let you take me there and see all the sights.
Let's go and build an igloo and then we'll get inside.
But what I'd really like to do, and what I'd really like to do, I said what I'd really like to do is fly a Christmas kite.
Fly a Christmas kite?
Fly a Christmas, kite.
Did I hear that right?
Fly a Christmas kite.
Yes, you heard it right.
Fly a Christmas kite.
It's my dream since I was a child. I know it's not right. Some might even call it pretty wild.
Let's see what I've got in terms of kites in this place. Sorry, it's a mess. Will this do? Now let's fly a Christmas kite. So
fly a Christmas kite.
Fly a Christmas kite. Oh me, oh my.
Fly a Christmas kite.
I love it in the sky. You see, I have loved kites since I was 3 years old. But my daddy burned them all. So
wish I
may. I wish I may.
Some holly to the tail. Watch it fly. We'll come under the kite and we'll kiss on the sly.
I think I am sensing some electricity. You are Benjamin Franklin and I am the key.
It's electric. What we've got going on.
Going on.
Even though the silo is keeping it from flying way up high in the sky.
We should have gone out. That's true, but let's fly a Christmas kite with me and you right now.
And you
with
right
me
now.
And you right now. And you and me right now. And you and me.
The kite in here we shine on
under the silo.
My favorite part was how I got to imagine the kite was flying.
My favorite part was how Santa's place was a mess and he couldn't find the kite at first.
My favorite part was how they're going to kiss under the kite on the sly as if the kite would be a sort of visual barrier to what they're doing. Only that would make sense if you were above the kite looking down.
I thought they were going to mention ice cream, but they didn't, and I still liked it.
Yeah, I got some notes. There were notes. But apart from that, I thought it was pretty good.
I'm crying.
Aw, Crumpet, it's so nice to see you emote like this.
To see a beautiful song being sung by two people who love each
Santa,
other.
Santa?
Mrs. Claus?
Mom?
Yeah, Mom? Oh,
no, yeah. Okay.
Is Papa that true?
Are you okay with
Is
the mom
that thing? True? Chris?
What?
Do we
My Christian
love
name?
Each other?
I think it's working.
We're looking at each other's eyes for the first time.
You know,
in
there's
years.
Another. K word that we haven't done in a long time.
I think it's kiss.
Oh, are you sure it's a K word?
I think it's kiss.
Oh, wait, I know what you mean.
It's more sense if it's kiss.
I think it's kiss.
I was like,
what were you thinking?
Don't worry about it. Not in front of these guys.
I won't stop thinking about it.
Not in front of our technical children.
Kegels?
Could we? That's funny. I always pronounce it Kegels.
Oh, that makes more sense.
I think it's a, no, I think it's either.
I say Kegels.
Let's call the whole thing
I freaking love
right?
Blinton. We gotta hang with that guy.
That guy's rad as hell.
Should we share in front of our non-sort of children a Christmas kiss?
Well, we'll look up in the silo. It's mistletoe.
Look at that.
I guess we should. I mean, it's the rules.
It sure is.
All right, here I go. I'm coming in tongue first.
Kiss in front of all of these people.
people and animals and northern lights.
I wanna see them cats.
I wanna see some tongues.
I wanna see some lips. I
wanna see some legs.
Wanna see little hand go down for an ass grab.
Hope he grabs a little ass grab. Hope he holds on tight.
And maybe one or two or three of us should join in.
Yeah, like
together.
Maybe there's some room to get involved.
No, this is just for us.
Like we should join with each other.
Yeah, just fuck kids with each
just
other.
Just a kiss.
Love.
Kiss
in front of all these people.
And animals.
Christmas kiss in front of all these
animals.
Look at him grabbing that ass. Gonna let go.
Chris, making
my
wishes come true this
I'm only
Christmas
human.
Night as he takes her ass and he holds on tight.
And look at her grab that ass.
Oh, wow.
She's hey. Grabbing that ass.
It's like an Olympic levels of ass grabbing.
Well, I mean, it was right there.
You can tell that all their troubles are past from the way they're grabbing that ass.
And now when they ask, why are we like this? The this will be good. It's a Christmas kiss. Christmas
time of my life is Christmas.
Life is a beach. Life just is a beach. I'm on lake time.
Relaxed, you're at the lake.
Isn't this lake a great place to be?
Laugh, lake.
The end!
Wow! Christmas duet! Oh yeah, we do it! That's how we do it! It's a Christmas duet! Okay, everyone take a breath.
Okay. We have to focus on
my
everyone
sweater.
Get your sweaters off.
Because it's about to be this time where we do one more thing.
Oh my heavens.
Oh my heavens.
Look, we started.
I gotta take a sip of liquid death.
We've done.
Please sponsor us.
This is our fifth time doing this thing that we did once and then decided, even though every time we do it, it's real hard and we lose our minds. Mm-hmm. That's what traditions are. You keep doing them and you don't reflect on why.
Traditions are a thing that no one wants to do that they do every year.
That's right.
Yes.
Now, do we want to do it? Yes.
Yes.
But
absolutely.
Is it a good idea?
Yes.
No.
Unclear.
Yes.
Now, Nicole, you didn't elaborate, but you did say you had an idea for how to do it.
Well, I just, because it's off book, because it's musical theater, and because of the fact we lost him last week, I thought
12 Days of Sondheim might be interesting, but I don't know as to everyone's knowledge.
Here's
of
the thing. That's our knowledge of stuff.
You could say me.
Oh, actually, I don't know.
Here's the thing. Not having knowledge of a subject has never stopped us from doing something before.
Boy, is that true. But that's just a thought. It's just a thought. And you know what? Just acknowledging how much he changed musical theater, that's good to put it out there.
That's right. Now,
what if we just did the 12 Days of Christmas, but in the style of Stephen Sondheim?
Holy fucking, that's harder. How have
on
you
the
come
first
up?
Day of the first day, first
I
day.
I know it was the first day. I'm in the first way, in the worst way to have a first day of this Christmas. Wish I could miss this. Santa, Santa, Santa baby.
Santa baby, Santa baby.
Santa baby, Santa baby. Ho, ho, ho.
I see.
The
I see.
Last Christmas.
It's the last wish. Oh, it's kind of brilliant.
Oh my gosh.
And another 100 presents coming up on the roof. So someone's going to enjoy this.
I am. This might be just for
You're the
me.
Someone.
I'm the someone. Even if it's only me, I'm a someone.
So is this this is the 12 Days of Sondheim?
I think
it doesn't have to be. Oh,
yeah, it does.
Let's try it.
Yeah, okay. I think we can do it.
All right.
Okay, we're
going to start slow.
I mean, remember,
see what I'm
he
going
wrote
to say.
Into the Woods and Sweeney Todd.
But I know,
Sunday
but are we
the
doing just the names of the shows?
No, anything related to
anything
it.
Related.
Anything.
All right.
You want
to
start?
I would love to start.
Okay, great.
Which way would we like to go?
Well, let's go this way.
Yeah, give Jess plenty of time.
No,
smart.
Sorry,
okay, yeah.
We can go this way.
No, I'm kidding.
Either way, I'm second, which doesn't make sense.
you're third.
Third either way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm fourth?
You'd be fourth. I'll go second, yeah.
Oh, okay. Whew, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Brett got out his little guitar. He's gonna be playing that little guitar.
La 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 little guitar. On the first day of Sondheim, Stephen Sondheim gave to me the lyrics to West Side Story.
On the second day of Christmas, Sondheim gave to me ladies lunching
and the lyrics to West Side Story. On the Sondheim day of Christmas, someone gave to me a bit of company.
Fuck.
Two ladies lunching
and the lyrics to West Side Story.
On the fifth of Christmas, my true love came to me. Four coats of as red as blood.
One.
Three bits of company.
Two ladies lunching.
And the lyrics to West Side Story.
On the fifth
day of Sondheim, Sondheim gave to me a movie with Johnny Depp called
Four Cakes as Red as Blood.
Three bits of company,
two ladies lunching,
and the lyrics to West Side Story.
On the sixth day of Christmas, Sondheim gave to me six assassinations.
I'm changing this one. Oh. Into the woods.
Four capes as red as blood.
Three bits of company.
Two ladies lunching.
And the lyrics to West Side Story. On the seventh day of Sondheim, my true love gave to me, played by Bradley Whitford, six assassinations. Into the woods. Four kids as red as blood. Three bits of company. Two ladies lunching. And the lyrics to West Side Story.
Eight. On the eighth day of Sondheim, Sondheim gave to me eight Mrs. Lovitz.
Seven
played by Bradley
Whitford.
Six assassinations.
Into the woods is number five.
that is blood. Three bits of company, two ladies lunching, and the lyrics to West Side Story.
On the ninth day of Sondheim, Sondheim gave to me nine. Hold on. Nine reasons to be alive.
Eight, Mrs. Lovitz.
Seven, played by Bradley Whitford.
Six, assassinations.
Into the woods. Four, it's red as blood. Three bits of company. Two ladies lunching. And the lyrics to West Side Story.
On the tenth day of Sondheim, Sondheim gave to me ten finished hats.
Nine
reasons to be alive.
Eight,
Mrs.
Lovitz. Seven, played by Bradley Whitford. Six, assassinations. Into the woods is number five. Four, keeps us red as blood. Three, bits of company. Two, ladies lunching. And the lyrics to West Side Story.
11.
On the 11th day of Sondheim, Sondheim gave to me Miss Bernadette Peters.
Ten finished hats.
Nine reasons to be alive.
Eight
Mrs. Lovitz. Seven played by Bradley Whitford. Six assassinations. Into the woods is number five.
Four
kisses red as blood. Three bits of sunlight.
Two ladies
lunching. And the lyrics to West Side Story.
Nicole, bring us home.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Sondheim gave to me 12 Patinkins leaping,
11 Bernadette Peters,
10
finished hats, 9 reasons to be alive, 8 Mrs. Lovitz, 7 Bradley Whitford, 6 assassinations. Into red as blood, three bits of company, two ladies lunching, and the lyrics to West Side Story.
Everybody rise.
Those are our guests, aren't they the best?
Oh my gosh, give it up for Paul M. Tompkins
and Nicole Parker.
Number five. Give it up for Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, the season when the chord hits.
Give it up for Ding Dong, Dana's on the roof.
Dana's a little drummer girl in the other little drummer room.
There you go. Oh, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. I hope you are living and laughing and loving. And
I hope you're by the lake.
We hope you're living, laughing, loving out there by the lake. We will see you next year. If you want to see a video of this insane thing, as you very much do,
yes,
go off bookclubhouse.com.
You're going to want this. You're going to like the way we look, I guarantee.
We guarantee. And as we say at the end of every off-book holiday special, if you're underneath a Christmas kite,
then you're having a to all a good night.
Good night. Bye.